Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ian. How you doing?
Well, I'm still stumped from last week's challenge.
I said start with the phrase rosewater. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell the common name, five letters, of a U.S. landmark. What is it?
Got nothing.
If you add another S, you can rearrange that result to spell Sears Tower.
Ah!
Okay, Ian, January 8th, 1835, marks the first and possibly the only day in U.S. history that the country had no national debt. When our nation was founded, we had accumulated some $75 million in debt, which fluctuated before maxing out at $127 million after the War of 1812. We began 1835 with a debt of just over $33,000, and a week later we had paid it off. Records are incomplete, so we don't know exactly how long we were debt-free. In any case, we commemorate our ability to pay our bills with a quiz this week about the number zero.
Okay.
Private Zero, a naive farm boy who literally interprets commands given by his superiors and usually finds a way to screw things up, is under the command of Sergeant Snorkel in what long-running comic strip?
Is it Beetle Bailey?
It is Beetle Bailey, yes. Perhaps most famous for his roles in Broadway productions of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum and Fiddler on the Roof, actor Zero Mostel also did a sizable amount of movie and television work, including a 1961 telecast of What Play, in which Mostel portrayed Estragon opposite Burgess Meredith in the role of Vladimir.
Waiting for Godot.
Yes. And Samuel Beckett on the BBC version said, "My play wasn't written for this box. My play was written for small men locked in a big space. Here, you're all too big for the place." Equivalent to approximately negative 460 degrees Fahrenheit, or negative 273 degrees Celsius, the temperature known as absolute zero, not technically the lowest temperature possible because complicated science reasons, is so called because it is defined as 0 degrees on what temperature scale?
Kelvin.
It is right, and that scale is named for Lord Kelvin, who in 1848 called for a scale where, quote, infinite cold was the 0 point. Less Than Zero, named after a 1977 Elvis Costello song, is the debut novel by the author of the 2010 book Imperial Bedrooms, the sequel to Less Than Zero. What author, perhaps most famous for his 1991 novel American Psycho, wrote Less Than Zero?
Bret Easton Ellis.
Yes, it is Bret Easton Ellis, fist pump over on the other side of the table there. And Imperial Bedrooms, the sequel to Less Than Zero, is also named after a work by Elvis Costello, in this case his 1982 album. And finally, while most of the numbers on a roulette wheel are either red or black, the zero and the double zero on American-style wheels are designated what color?
Green.
They are green. The presence of the zero and the double zero give the house an edge because of the 35-to-1 payout odds. To get all mathy on you, your expected value, your expected win, is about negative 53 cents every time or something like that. Well, Ian most certainly did not go zero for five this week. How well did you do? Quiz at wamc.org.
Or give it a spin at wamc.org/anyquestions and take another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge.
Start with the words scratch and love. Change one letter to an A, not the one that's already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell the two-word name, six letters, five letters, for things a choir director uses. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We'll see you then.